And on News 11 Extra, the ruler of the radio ratings roost on the FM side, KS95, is at the top of the FM heap. Tonight, Cindy Cheatham continues our look at the radio ratings race with a look at the way that station tries to stay on top. She found promotions and giveaways play a big part in the morning routine of Napper and Donuts.
It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. We're going to be doing a cruise drawing this morning between 7 and 8, the first of many, many weekly drawings.
It's sunrise over the Twin Cities. Already the Sunspot sticker station, KS95, is brightening up people's day with cash prizes and giveaways. Over the past 5 years, their daily cash calls have paid out close to $300,000. Today they were drawing for the Caribbean cruise. To play the game, listeners pick up one of these bumper stickers from the Super Americas. They fill out the back with their name, peel it off, mail it in, and listen for their name to be called.
If you don't win this morning, you're still in the lineup.
Yeah, you betcha.
Right. Let's make somebody's day. I have a name here.
You're going to have 9 minutes and 5 seconds.
Okay, the name is Kevin Johnson from Golden.
I don't think it's any secret that the money comes from the revenues that the station raises from having advertisers on the air. And we have decided that we should take a portion of those revenues and reinvest it in the audience.
You're going to be on a big Caribbean cruise, Kevin, if you call.
Contests are fun, I guess, to a lot of people. I, very frankly, I've never won anything in my life. I hate contest winners. What's in it for me? I hate listening to you, but you got prizes. I'll listen.
Oh, my goodness. This is Mrs. Johnson?
Yes, it is.
People never
What's
believe that they'll be the
number?
Ones to win. Their reaction is
Where's
what keeps
Kevin?
Me going.
Is he there, too?
When I hear them really, really excited, it's very easy for my adrenaline to flow.
Even Donut softens when he knows the prize is going to someone who could really use it.
Oh, God, thank you so much.
You can tell that Kevin's a guy who works for a living. Boy, he was quick on the telephone.
Okay, I'll tell him.
All right. It's nice to work at a station that can afford to give that kind of money away.
And time after time, KS95 FM will pay out the money it takes to stay on top. Tomorrow night, we'll visit the number one AM station in the Twin Cities and see how they wage the ratings war. Cindy Cheatham, News 11.